Yeah. Good night. What? No. I think I'll skip out on the cuddling. Because I don't feel like it. Okay? You normally don't struggle with falling asleep without cuddles. I think you'll be fine tonight as well. Sleep tight. I'll see you in the morning. What? No, nothing's wrong. You can just close your eyes and fall asleep, okay? No, there is nothing I want to talk about. Nothing at all. I just want to take my rest right now. I just want to forget about tonight and get my rest. Is that so hard for you to understand? Well, yes, something is making me upset. I'm glad you noticed, but I don't want to talk about it now. There's no point in talking about something right before bed. I am tired. Tired of everything. Tired of today and tired of you. Why can't you just shut up, close your eyes, and leave me alone? I got sleep to catch up on anyways. If you really can't leave it alone right now, then let's talk. Sit up. Come on. I want to have a decent conversation with you. You owe me that much. First of all, I don't like it, nor do I appreciate it if you leave me alone. At a party I don't know anyone at. You dragged me with you, against my will, just because you wanted to show me off to everyone and let me meet your friends. But then you go around and talk to everybody and leave me to just stand there awkwardly waiting for you to finish. I felt like a kid in a grocery store waiting for his parent to finish. Talking to an old friend they meet there that they haven't seen in a while. I don't like it when you do that, and I made that very clear the first few times, but now you did it again. You just completely ignore me as if I don't exist, and you go around and have fun with everyone without me. Well, if I knew somebody at the party, I would go up to them. But I didn't. It's really hard to get to know people over loud, obnoxious music, let alone introduce yourself. Well, you know I struggle with that kind of stuff. I'm trying to work on it, but it's not the point. Then, second, the thing that really, really upsets me is the guys. You were talking to. Who were they? Who were those guys? Friends from high school? Are you sure? Well, they seemed a bit more than friendly with you, especially the the guy in the black shirt that was constantly touching you. I don't like it when someone touches you that is not me. What? Overreacting? What? I think it's kind of normal that I don't like it when random guys are touching you. I am not in the wrong here. Why did you allow that to happen? Especially when I was there with you. Thank God I was. I don't want to think about what could have happened if I weren't there. By the way, do you always do that? Get so physical with other guys? I think it's pretty clear that I'm supposed to be the only one with you in that way. So, please, tell me, who was that one guy in the middle? Why are you so close with him? And why did you allow him to do that kind of stuff to you? Don't try and downplay it. You were hugging, he was touching your waist, and he was kissing you on the cheek. I saw it. Just an old friend, huh? Well, friends don't do that with each other. Partners do, not friends. What? I'm getting jealous over nothing? Nothing. You were actively joining him in whatever he was doing. You didn't push him away. You allowed it to happen. I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to seduce you. And take you away from me. Yeah, I know that nothing happened and you wouldn't have done anything with him. But still, I don't think you should have done that. Let him greet you like that. Even if he was just greeting you, don't let other boys kiss you and grab you like that. He was just trying to pull you closer, huh? To say something in your ear. Well, what did he say? Just some small talk. Yeah, right. Okay. Fine. He wasn't trying to do anything, and neither were you. I get it. But still, I don't like it. I get this bad feeling whenever something like that happens. But I know that, you know, you can't go all your life without talking to other guys. And you're gonna have male friends, of course, that are going to be close to you. Yeah. You're right. I suppose I just got a bit jealous. Shut up. You don't have to start teasing me with it now. I'm a little jealous sometimes. And I'm working on it, but it's not always easy to let go of things like that. I just want you to know I care about you. And I don't want to be some kind of selfish asshole that doesn't allow their partner to even have friends and talk to them and hang out with them and stuff, but what are you doing? I don't think I deserve a hug right now. It does feel nice, though. What? You think it's cute? What? Me getting jealous? How is it cute? Even I realize how annoying I sound. What? You think it's kinda hot? How I'm so needy and clammy? Oh. Okay. I thought I had to work on it. What? You want me to let everyone know that you're mine? Oh. I think I see where you're going with this. Yeah. I know exactly what you want. What? I just pinned you down. Is that too possessive for you? Listen, baby. It's okay to talk to other guys. But I think I might want to give you something. A little something that will make all these other guys see that you're already claimed by someone else. I want all of them to know that you're mine. See? A nice little mark in your neck. This will scare them off, I think. You know what? I got something even better than hickeys. A little bite mark. Just for you. Just for you to wear. You can wear it to everywhere you go, so that everybody knows that you already got a boy. Did that hurt? Well, good. It needs to hurt a little bit. You're mine. Okay. Everybody is going to know that you are. I'm going to mark your whole body, every last spot, so that everybody can see just how much you already belong to me. What? If I truly want to claim you. I have to do it in another way. What do you mean by that? Huh? Oh, I see. Well, would you like me to claim you all the way now? 'Cause I would, without a doubt, claim you so hard right now. Okay, I see where you want to take this claiming. Turn around, come and lay in my arms, so I can mark you and claim you from the back. Meanwhile, something else will be claiming you thoroughly and strongly. If you know what I mean. Let's just say that after tonight, every single part of your body will be screaming that you're mine and mine to do with what I want, when I want it, and how I want it. You're so eager. Yeah, I'll put it in now. Softly. You're mine. You want me to sink my teeth in you again? Good. Sometimes you just drive me crazy. But in a good way. You know? I got so needy for you. You should see yourself. I'm gonna mark you up so good. Gripping it so good. Fuck. Mine. Every single part. Does it hurt? Yeah. Good. You're going to feel this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. take care of it in the morning. I promise. It's okay. I hope I didn't hurt you too much. Just